Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Serious question, Lee.
Okay, all right.
Is the future in America, seriously, is the future in America that GOP presidential candidates will have to try to survive long enough to get elected?
What do you mean will be? That's the present.
I think this is the new normal. I think this isn't just Trump. This is... I mean, there's no words for this. We're going to unpack all of this across the show today. A lot of you listen for the whole show. You're going to have to listen to the whole show just to unpack this. It's so shocking. And so many different angles to come out here. I mean, this is the second Democrat donor shooter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. To try to kill Trump. The last one was a Democrat, too.
Yep.
The FBI can lie about that all they want. Right. Confuse, obfuscate. But the bottom line is this. That guy, the first shooter at Butler, had a Gab account. He was a liberal troll. He supported everything Biden was doing, from the immigration to the COVID masks to the mandatory vaccination. And... the CEO of Gab, Andrew Torba, had to call out the FBI for not wanting to get copies of all of his posts. They didn't want it. He said, "I've preserved it for you. Why won't you call?" He had to embarrass them into coming in getting it. And when the FBI did that press conference not too long ago, what did they do? "Oh, we're so confused. We're so confused. We don't know what his politics was." I do. It's right there on the Gab account. Andrew Torba put it. Torba put it up for whoever wanted to see it. And I mean, it's a, look at this. Both of these shooters donated to Act Blue. Both of them. And they are repeating Democrat talking points to a T. Let me demonstrate that. Here we go. Here's a sample.
"What, in your view, constitutes the primary threat to freedom and democracy at home?"
"Donald Trump."
"Trump is an existential, urgent threat to our democracy."
"They're running against democracy."
"He's willing to sacrifice our democracy."
"Casting former President Trump as a threat to democracy." "Donald Trump is a great threat to our democracy."
Here's a post by Ryan. Is it Routh? Ruth? I've heard it said both ways.
Ruth and Routh.
I'm still not sure about that. After cutting a bunch of audio. Yeah. So forgive me for getting that if I get that wrong. He writes, "At POTUS to Trump, your campaign should be called..." Oh, okay. I'm sorry. He's writing to Kamala. "Your campaign..." Well, the date is April, so it would have been Biden. Sorry, it's so confusing. There's so many Democrat candidates. "Your campaign should be called something like KADAF, Keep America Democratic and Free. Trump should be called MASA, Make American Slaves Again Master. Democracy is on the ballot." Listen to that. He's repeating the talking points. "Is on the ballot. We cannot lose. We cannot afford to fail. The world is counting on us to show the way."
But yet MSNBC folks have the gall to say that Trump should tone down the rhetoric.
And yeah, that was them this weekend, with the basic idea being that, you know, hey, if you make us mad, you might get assassinated. If you, you know, blaming the victim, if we get too angry because we don't like what you were saying, never mind, we are egging our crazies on to kill you, then you're going to deserve to be assassinated. I mean, it started almost as the news was breaking on MSNBC, like you said, Lee.
"But do you expect to hear anything from the Trump campaign about toning down the rhetoric, toning down the violence, or would that be atypical of the former president?"
"Well, Alex, remember back to the assassination attempt on President Trump's life and how, you know, there was talk of a new tone. And then the Republican convention was, by Trumpian standards, muted. And it did seem like he was, you know, just trying to take it down a few notches. But then by the end of his convention speech, you know, we were kind of back to where we started. So
that's literally as this is breaking, yeah. They pivot to blaming Trump. Right, well, if you would just stop arguing against us, maybe our loons wouldn't try to kill you. That is their viewpoint.
Yeah.
You deserve this. And I'm watching a former Secret Service agent right now on Fox News just lose his mind and crack up over this. This is so obvious, so over the top, okay? Let's start breaking this down piece by piece. Let's start with this.
A Fox News alert. President Biden says the Secret Service will have every resource available to protect former President Trump after the second attempt on his life. But some are calling for more protection for Trump than what he already has to ensure his safety.
How many more times, Lee, does Trump have to survive assassination before this starts to look strange to the American people? That, hey, this doesn't seem to be happening to Democrats. Weird, right?
Yeah.
It's as if Biden-Harris isn't running this administration and they have no connection whatsoever to their performance to the Department of Homeland Security or the Secret Service. It's as if there's no connection. I mean, ask yourself this, okay? How would the media be treating Donald Trump? Suppose Donald Trump was president right now. If Kamala Harris or Joe Biden or some other Democrat presidential candidate was the victim of attempted assassinations.
Twice. One time actually being struck, but the second time it being stopped, but still twice.
It would be wall-to-wall coverage of Trump being responsible for the shooting. It would be Trump's trying to get his opponent killed. It would be Trump is a murderer. He's practically a murderer. I mean, you could hear the rhetoric. I could hear it. I could hear it in my head. I could hear them saying it.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to see Harris, Walz, and Biden called to the mat for this. And it's like there's no connection. No, this is the buck stops here with Joe Biden. And it stops with Kamala Harris. I bet she will not even one time be asked, have you guys done enough to protect Trump? Because it sure looks like everything keeps getting unsecured and insecure to the point he's at risk. I mean, like, I said this a week ago. Is the biggest struggle for Trump, if he gets elected, is going to be to make it alive to his inauguration. This will not end with his election. What do you think?
I'm just still stunned at the whole situation that no one is calling for the resignation of Alejandro Mayorkas again, as they should. You know, this comes also just days after that ridiculous attorney general, Merrick Garland gets up there and talks about the threats to Department of Justice people. Meanwhile, there are actually people trying to assassinate a former president. And you still have Republicans, you still have MAGA-supporting Republicans being blamed for all kind of violence that just isn't happening. But yet these Democrat voters, these Democrat supporters, these liberal progressive policy supporters are the ones that are going out there and committing the violence. This is what's happening. I'm sure you saw this too, and I'll have to mention this. The UK Daily Mail talked to The Sun. Of the second attempted assassin here, saying that he hated Trump just like every other reasonable person in this country.
And to say
that's got to tell you something right there.
After your dad just tried to kill the president.
Yeah.
That's not reasonable. Your dad is not reasonable. He's sick. It's okay to love him because he's your dad. You always love your parents or your children, no matter what they do. But that is, wow. I mean, that is just a window into,
Well, that goes right along with what you've been talking about the left-wing rhetoric. The Democrat Party is egging this on. They are pushing this. We have said this for quite some time. They are hoping for violence, and they're getting it. They want the violence because they then want to be able to use the power that they're accumulating to take the personal freedoms and liberties that we have under the Constitution away from the American people. They want the death of the Republic. They're not worried about anything about democracy because we aren't a democracy. They want the death of the Republic.
They do.
That's what it appears. That's everything that you're seeing leads to a reasonable person coming to that conclusion.
And when did this really whip up, where you're really seeing the first Democrat assassin, the second Democrat assassin, both of them donators to Act Blue. Lee, you don't know about Act Blue unless you're hardcore, okay? You don't. When did this really whip up? It was when the media has been lying and calling Trump a Nazi for a long time. But after that SCOTUS immunity decision.
Yeah, right.
Jonathan Turley, liberal law professor, came out and said, you are whipping them into a rage. You're going to get Trump killed. And it ended up being prophetic. Remember, they were lying about the decision.
Right.
And claiming that the Supreme Court had made Trump a king. If he got elected, he'd be a dictator. He would be legally able to assassinate his rivals. That was all a total why? Mm-hmm. But this is when they began picking up guns. You know what? If that was true, the founding fathers would have said, yes, it's time for a revolution. The problem is it's a lie. And the media is doing it.
It's almost like a license to thug in a way. Like, you can do whatever you want.
What matters is that the other guy wants to be a king. And this court has said, yes, you are a king and we are the king's hand.
Did the court just say, yeah, you can assassinate a political rival?
People are exploring options to live in other countries if they think they could be targeted for prosecution by Donald Trump, because targeting you or targeting me or targeting Andrew would be an official act based on today's decision.
This is a death squad ruling. This is a ruling that says that as long as you can construe it as an official or quasi-official act, you can do absolutely anything. Absolutely anything.
Lie. Total lie. These are lies.
Never be held accountable, not only while you are president, but forever.
Theoretically, President Biden acting within the scope of his official duties.
Okay, so we got to wrap it up. That everything you just heard there is a total lie. Deaths. Did you hear that? Death squads.
Yeah.
These people who are not mentally well, and this man wasn't, hear death squads go, oh my God, I got to go first. I got to strike the first blow. And then the media pretends it's Trump's rhetoric. Trump's rhetoric that caused this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Keep it tuned right here. Nobody will cover this like we will. Today we are show prep for the nation. We go first, and we are the best talk radio on the East Coast, 98.9 WORD. This is going to be an unusual show because I'm going to break it down across the show. There's that much to be broken down this morning. So this is one of those that you're going to want to listen to straight through. And if you're thinking, oh, I can't do that, I got to work. Well, you know, you can go 989WRD.com, get the clips of the show. We have it broken down by hour for you. This is a huge moment in American history that you're living through right now. Let's start at the beginning of the weekend. I spent a lot of time thinking, how will I break this down? There's so much here. Let's start at the beginning of the weekend because something really weird happened on Friday, y'all. Did you catch it? You might not have. You were probably getting into your weekend. I mean, real weird. Democrat liberal senator, deep state hack, because he's one of the deep statiest of the deep staters in the swamp, okay? This was one of the strangest things I've seen lately, and that's saying a lot, okay? Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal comes out and says, totally random in the hall of the Senate, just drops it on a reporter, something very strange. Oh, the American people are about to be shocked and appalled when they find out what really happened in the Butler shooting. You mean stuff we don't know? Uh-huh. He says stuff we don't know is coming. Listen to this. This precedes by 2 days, the second assassination attempt. What is he talking about?
I think the American people are going to be shocked, astonished, and appalled by what we will report to them about the failures by the Secret Service in this assassination attempt.
Butler.
Former president. But I think they also ought to be appalled and astonished by the failure of the Department of Homeland Security to be more forthcoming, to be as candid and frank as it should be to them in terms of providing information. And we are going to absolutely insist on the truth and the whole truth. in documents and testimony as members of the United States Senate, but also as citizens.
What did you learn new today when you said they're going to be appalled? What's
I'm not going to go into what we have learned in specifics. I'm giving you my reaction, and we will have a report very, very soon that I think will absolutely shock the American people, or it should, about the lapses and lags in the protection that was afforded that day, and the breakdown in communication, failure in responsibility.
Is that report coming today or tomorrow?
I'm sorry?
Is that report coming out tonight or tomorrow?
No.
Okay, the report was supposed to be out this week. I don't know if it's... This is on Butler, okay? So what is he doing? Let me tell you what's going on here, okay? Groups of whistleblowers, new ones, have come forward on Butler. Okay, this isn't the stuff we've already heard and that we know, which is shocking, okay? I mean, I've already been shocked and appalled. This is new stuff, okay? Blumenthal doesn't want you to know this. They don't want you to know. This is embarrassing for the Biden administration, but it's coming out. So all the Democrats can do is prepare you for it. Now, I'm wondering if what's going to be in here is what John Solomon reported. John Solomon, remember, reporter for The Hill, mainstream reporter. Now he's at Just the News, his own site. The only one to get the Russia collusion hoax correct from the beginning. He's a damn good reporter. What did he get? The FBI approved the visa for the Iranian assassin to come to America. They picked him up at the dang airport. They picked him up. Interviewed him and let him go. He was on a terror watch list, by the way, international terror watch list. They didn't care. Then when he overstayed that visa, they didn't pick him up. And then what did they do? They lied to the American people starting in August saying, "Ooh, we heard an Iranian assassin's coming here. Uh-oh, could you be on the lookout for him?" They didn't need us to be on the lookout because they'd already picked him up and let him go. They used a special visa category, a national security one, to approve his visa. And they lied to us then. They started lying to us in April. Is that in there, Senator? That's just scary stuff. That's Republic-ending stuff. Now, remember who this assassin was, right? He wasn't coming here to shoot Trump himself. Neither was the last one. He was sent by Iran, too. He's, by the way, awaiting trial. There was two. He was recruiting assassins. He wasn't going to do it himself. Did he recruit clerks? Did he? That what's in there, Senator? And then, as we hear this, that's what kicked the weekend off chilling. And again, he's doing damage control at this point. He's not trying to help us understand. He doesn't want to get to the bottom of how Trump was almost assassinated. He wants to cover it up, but it's coming out. And it's going to be, he said, shocking, appalling. Shock the American people, appall the American people. That's Friday, y'all. That was Friday. Then this happens on Sunday. And to set this up, let's set the table before we even go into this assassination so we can be, where are we, okay? This is Representative Greg Stubbe. We still have no answers from the first assassination. We still are not allowed to know. It is September. That happened in July. The names of the Secret Service agents who unsecured and insecured that rally.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of questions that Congress has asked, and I don't think the task force has even been given answers on the last shooting that happened in Butler, Pennsylvania. The names of every single service, Secret Service agent that was on the ground that day. What is very interesting is the Trump team has repeatedly asked Secretary Mayorkas for more Secret Service agents to protect President Trump and had been refused until the Butler shooting multiple different times. Why is that? Why does the Secretary of Homeland Security not want to provide security to the former president, the leading nominee for the Republican presidential race here in November? Why doesn't he want to give them the assets that his own team is requesting? It's hard not to believe that this isn't an effort to give him lower levels of security. The Palm Beach sheriff even said that had he been the president, they would have had that entire golf course shut down. So why are we not treating him like he's the president? Because there's already been multiple threats at his life, multiple attempts at his life. It's very frustrating as a member of Congress, one, to not get answers from the Secret Service, and two, the agency that's supposed to be deemed the only job to protect our former and current presidents, and they're not doing it appropriately.
You know, at some point, stops looking like an accident. At some point, the American people are going to have to start wondering, why isn't this happening to Democrats? I mean, because this whole thing, and they're going through all of it on Fox News. Oh, is the Secret Service funded enough? Oh, they say they're not. Oh, well, they seem to be funded enough to protect Democrats. I seem to have enough funding for that. You know what's remarkable? Remember that story of the woman who owned the haircutting place? Remember that? Pennsylvania? Secret Service broke in with burglary tools so that Kamala's donors could use the bathroom and some Secret Service. You know what she said that really hit me, though? It was something our side missed. She said, you know, I don't mind. She said Kamala Harris was having a fundraiser like next street over. So they came through my business three times to secure it. What? Yeah, they came through my business three times. But I mean, I knew it was a hassle, but I knew I'd have to do it because, you know, they have to keep her safe. She was really cool about it. She was just mad about the break-in. Remember what the neighbors in Butler said to the New York Post? It's really weird because our backyard's back right up to the field, but no one ever came to see us before. No one wanted to talk to us. We were waiting for them to come, the Secret Service, to secure the area. We knew, we expected, we wouldn't have minded. We thought they'd go through our houses, background us, or whatever they do. Never did. That's why Democrats don't get almost killed over and over again. Why is Trump getting almost killed over and over and over again? Texter writes, hey, Tira, talking about the hate spewed, end of democracy hatred spewed by the media and the Democrats. Tara, I have three liberal friends. They believe everything the media tells them about Trump. All three believe we're in the best economy in years. Okay, now imagine the effect that rhetoric has on people who have a screw loose. Yeah, and that's why you're getting this. Biden says, yeah, don't worry. Trump will have everything he needs. What, for the third time? Isn't it weird? How there's no, like, Democrats living through this? Like, we keep hearing, I mean, Fox News is even doing this. They trot Cheryl Cassoni out this morning. Well, you know, Secret Service says it doesn't have enough money, even though it got a 27% raise last year. But they say they're, you know, stretched. They sure don't seem to be, though, when it comes to protecting Jill Biden, Joe Biden, Kamala, Obama. None of these people have any of these problems. Want to keep going? Okay. George W. Bush doesn't either. Weird. Neither does Cheney. Weird, right? It's just Trump. And then they're like, oh, budget costs. I got to tell you, this 2 minutes, I don't normally play a clip this long, but it's mind-bending. Former FBI Special Agent Jonathan Gilliam on Fox News this morning. He's also a former Navy SEAL and a former Federal Air Marshal. Okay, so this is a guy who knows something about securing a perimeter. Just sit back and listen to this, okay?
A Fox News alert. President Biden says the Secret Service will have every...
Oh, I'm sorry. It's this one. Here we go.
I have been to this area. It's not like a normal golf course that you drive by in your daily travels and you can see the players playing from the road. The entire course is blocked by greenery if you're on a public road. So how did this guy know that he would have a line of sight to the president?
Yep.
Because I believe he did surveillance. I believe he had somebody telling him or some way to find out what Trump's movement was. When you look at this map right here that you were just talking about, it is surrounded by roads that go right around it. And you step off the road onto the sidewalk and straight into the trees. And there's a fence right there. He picked a location that had time to set up, tie up and fix ballistic plates to the fence along with a supply bag, a GoPro, and set himself up for the shot. That takes, I mean, if he just ran up there and did it, it would take at least 5 minutes to do that. But he also staged his vehicle so he could get away. So all that occurred in the perimeter, in a location where Trump was going to be. And just like in Pennsylvania, it was not discovered. The perimeter was not secured, and this individual was able to go, simply just get out of his car and walk over there. Now, whether or not he staged it earlier, we don't know. But the reality is he was able to set up a shooter's hide and prepare himself for the shot and let the president get within max effective range of that SKS, which is a Russian AK-47. And he could have, if that Secret Service had not had seen him and the president got a little bit closer, he could have taken the president out yesterday.
Again, that's Fox News this morning. Former FBI Special Agent Jonathan Gilliam is who you just heard from. Okay, so credible people. Credible people. The first texter has something interesting to say. It's great. Wait, what? Talking about this general situation, okay, not what happened to Trump. More people are coming out and not being afraid to be called conspiracy theorists and openly questioning what we've been told to swallow. This latest attempt will simply be added to the list. Folks, you know what I thought one of the most consequential things was last week? You look at somebody like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, okay? Endorsed Joe Biden, longtime Democrat, thought he will eventually run as a Democrat for president. Comes out and says the most remarkable thing. Blew me away. He's speaking at an event. And he says they tried to assassinate Donald Trump and that's wrong and we need to stop this. They? Come again? They? Because there's only one guy being blamed. Who's they? We all know who they is, don't we? We don't know their specific names, but we know who they is. He does too. That's a heck of a red pill to take for somebody who endorsed Joe Biden. Do you see how far Dwayne The Rock Johnson had to come? Of course, that got blacked out. You got to dig for it to find it online. You put his name in, you find everything he's done. You know how the news clips pop up for like the last year in order, you know, appearances, but not that. Why? Because he took the red pill. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. It changes you forever. So that is what this last texter is writing. Let me tell you what, this is one big red pill. And you know why this is happening? Can I leave you some good news? They are desperate, folks. It's so puzzling, too, because Donald Trump is not a radical. I mean, he's not even conservative. I mean, he's not a conservative. He's not a conservative Republican. They are radical. We are not. Trump especially isn't. He compromised with them on a lot of things. Why are they so afraid of him? Because he's not one of them. Because this has been controlled for 20, 30 years, maybe longer than that. Because Bush, Obama, McCain, Romney, they were all in the club, so it wasn't dangerous. Trump said, to heck with your club. I'm kicking you all out. I'm coming in. And he just wasn't one of them. That's why they hate him. This is why somehow Cheney, Bush, Obama, right? Kamala, Joe, they've never had an assassination attempt. Secret Service seems perfectly capable of keeping them safe. Republicans and Democrats alike. Why is that? It's only Trump. Because this was all fake. There was never two parties. And he overturned the apple cart and they want control of that apple cart. And you know who knows it? Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That's why he uses they tried to assassinate Trump. Not he, they. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Good morning, Tara. Thank God that idiot failed to kill President Trump again. Please inform everyone about how close we are to nuclear war with Russia due to Biden disregarding Putin's warning about using long-range missiles in Ukraine. Okay, yeah, we're just going to touch on this today because there's so much going on that I just don't even have time to get to World War III, which they are totally capable of. What have they been telling us for weeks? Listen to their rhetoric. Well, you know, we're going to have to stop Russia because they might invade Poland. What are you talking about? They haven't even conquered Ukraine. Yeah. It was because, yeah, NATO is not supposed to be offensive. NATO is defensive. So if a NATO nation gets attacked, it is incumbent upon us to respond. NATO doesn't go start wars. They're not supposed to. So how do you get Russia to attack Poland? The thing they really, really want, and Vladimir Putin won't give it to him because he's not suicidal. I know. You launch a long-range missile from Poland into Russia. You kill a bunch of Russians. You use a Ukrainian's finger to hit the button, but that missile is made where? In America and the UK. Where do the launch codes come from, America? How do you launch it? Using American satellites? Putin warned last week that's an act of war. So what do they want Putin to do? They want Putin to retaliate by hitting the launch site in Poland. And then they'll go, aha, World War III, so much fun. We've wanted this since 2012. They were going to hold it in Syria, but didn't work out. Now, the good news is Putin is smarter than these people. He sees the trap. He's not walking into it. They're all evil, okay? Putin's evil, so are they. It's a matter of degrees with these people. He's just a little smarter than them so far. Here's Jack Posobiec warning about this. He has been nearly prophetic about this mess with the World War III.
It's not just that they're manufactured in the United States and the parts.
Okay, let me explain real quick. He's talking about the long-range missiles that Biden swore he would never give to Ukraine, and then swore, okay, I'm not going to let him use them to launch them into Russia. Why? Because Ukraine doesn't have the satellites. They don't have the launch codes. They don't have the ability to find the target. That's all us. This is an act of war. Okay. He's talking about the missiles.
It's not just that they're manufactured in the United States and the parts and then put together in England and then launched from Poland. It's that the targeting information will come from the U.S. intelligence community if precision strikes are made on Russian soil. They're going to hand it to the Ukrainians or the Polish, and they're going to have those in the Polish-controlled government that you and I have been talking about for all year, and they're going to say, okay, we won't press the button. We're just going to get our proxies to press the button.
Yep.
Therefore, it's not us. We're going to give you the gun. We're going to point it in the direction for you, but you pull the trigger, and therefore, our hands are off of that. And do we really expect Vladimir Putin and Sergei Lavrov to not understand all of that? No.
Yeah, that's why Putin's saying, please do not launch. Please do not do this. Don't do this. Don't make us fight back. Do not make us hit you back. You know what I wonder about? I've predicted two things for a long time. Number one, if she is elected, we will have another pandemic. You can plan these things. Number two, we will have World War III. Or what they're going to try it, okay? They're going to try both. They may fail, but they're going to try both of them. If they thought she might not win, when would they launch World War III? Yep. Right now. Try to get it in motion while they still have power. What a weekend. World War III launch attempt. Look, they'll probably fail because, again, Putin intellectually runs circles around these morons. But look what they're trying to do this weekend. World War III, weird assassination stuff.